Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and again, we thank you and praise you for the great God you are, and just am amazed at all the blessings you pour out upon us. We thank you for those, and pray, God, that you just continue to bless Taney County. We pray, God, that you would just watch over us, give us guidance, give us wisdom today as we make decisions that may affect others. We just lift that up to you, that we make decisions to be pleasing to you. Pray, God, that you would just watch over those that might need your helping and healing hand, and comforting hand. We know that you know each and every one of those better than we might, but lift those up to you and pray again that you'd be with them. God, give us guidance, wisdom, these things we ask in your son's name. Amen. Amen.
Mrs. White, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
No public comment. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, May 22nd, 2017, 9:02 a.m. Any commission remarks? Wallace Akers and Arnie Insurance Update with Mr. Akers. Come on up.
Well, I'd promised to update you along on the health plan, so that's what I'm here to do today. Very short agenda, but I've already put a packet up there in your spots. So if you open that up, and on the right-hand side, I'd start with the stapled packet. Turn the page, you can see there's a breakdown of where the dollars are going. You'll notice the very first one on inpatient facility has spiked pretty well, and I'll go through that a little bit later on. Then you get into physician care. Office visits are pretty high, but that's good. We encourage those. Those are the cheapest way to get care. Emergency room is actually running off very well. Your people are doing a good job of finding alternative places to get care than the emergency room, which is the most expensive. If you turn the page, this is your monthly run. So it tells you from a subscriber, meaning your employees, and then a dependent status, what the claims are running. We've had some pretty hot months here lately. As you can see, February, March, and then back in December, we were over $200,000 in claims. And we've got a little data on that later to kind of go through where some of that's coming from. If you go to the next page, it gives you your pharmacy. You can see it's fairly consistent. There's not really a lot of spikes there, which is actually a very good thing for a lot of groups that we have. And what you hear in the news is prescriptions are really killing a lot of health plans these days. But for you guys, at least right now, it's not nearly as bad as it is for some other carriers or other groups. So hopefully that trend continues as we go through. The next page is your total premiums paid. If you add up the medical as well as the pharmacy, you're well over that number. You're at about 116% loss ratio year to date. That's the bad news. But what I'm going to show you on the shock loss report here in a second will mitigate that to where it will take that loss ratio down to about 102%, which is still running hot. We don't want to end up there come renewal time, so certainly we hope for a few better months before then. But you do have some quite large claims going on right now. The next page goes through various diagnostic codes. And so there can be more than one person reflected in each of those columns, and a person can be in multiple columns. So this just kind of tells you we do have some cancers going on, some dependence issues, Crohn's patients, so on and so forth. Any questions on that page? The next page is the top 25 drugs being taken. You'll notice that all but one is brand name, of course, because those are the most expensive. That's why they make this list. But again, relative to many groups, you're actually fairly good shape when it comes to prescriptions. The top one is for an asthma drug. Second one is an anti-inflammatory. We're seeing a lot of those. So on and so forth, but just a lot of pills out there to take whenever you get an ailment, so, and they cost a lot of money. And then the final page is just a graphical piece. If you're more of a picture person, tells you a lot of the same information we've just gone through.
And it's colored too, thank you.
It is colored.
I appreciate that.
On the left-hand side of your packet, and this really goes into specifics, obviously it doesn't give us names or anything else, but it gives us broken out as just member one. If you remember, on this report, the far left column where it says A or T is active or terminated. So we do have three people on that list that are no longer employed by the county. However, you'll notice a couple of things. Member 3, member 5, and then member 15. All are above the threshold. And if you'll recall, within Cox Health Plans, there is a $100,000 pooling point, meaning that once somebody has $100,000 in claims, at that point, the meter stops and they don't count against you anymore. Okay? So it's really insurance within your insurance policy as far as when they're calculating your rates for renewal. So as you'll see, one of your claimants is well above that number. And so there's almost $250,000 worth of claims that will actually not count against you when it comes to renewal time. And that's why I said your loss ratio is 116, but when you take into account that pooling, it takes it down to about 102.
On number 5, or I guess on any of these, never mind.
Okay. One of the nice things with Cox Health Plans, which is unique to their model compared to other insurance carriers, is most insurance carriers, if you have claims that hit the shock loss, then next year they'll actually up your premium for that piece. So in other words, it's underwritten and different groups get different prices. But with Cox Health Plans, they don't do that. They just give everybody the same rate for the pooling insurance, so you don't get dinged. And in a year like this, that's very beneficial for you guys, where you've literally got three claimants already, and obviously we're not finished with the year yet. So this time last year, we were running pretty hot. We managed to slide in and do okay. So I guess I would raise a yellow flag at this point to say that obviously we're running hot. We hope not to going forward, but that's where we are today. Any questions from the commission?
If a person was allowed to stay on the plan and say they retired at 62 and you can't get to Medicare until 65, mm-hmm. and they were allowed to then go ahead and pay on COBRA and stay on the plan until that, their claims and everything, does it just go right in like with this as a, but if they were working, they should have the same claims? You follow what I'm saying? I'm asking to see if it would cost the county any.
It's hard to say for sure. Now typically someone in their 60s has higher claims costs than somebody in their 30s or 40s or whatever. So that's just life, right? The older we get, the more we typically have in medical claims. So that population would tend to be a little higher than others, although that's very subjective. And, you know, some 60-year-olds are very healthy and have very little in claims. Some 60-year-olds have a lot of claims. And so there are a lot of groups that do have a retiree plan, typically that goes to age 65 and then has those folks go on to Medicare. But that would just be up to the commission to determine if that's something that you want to entertain. But it is, you could do that if you were so inclined.
So whether they worked or not, the expense report as far as this was going to be the same, and the only difference would be they'd be paying their... And Ben's on a group policy, everyone's insurance is the same, so there's no savings or cost or savings there.
It would be the same premium. Technically, if they're on COBRA, you could actually put a little 2% administrative fee on, but other than that, no, it is the same premium. Wouldn't be any different. There are a few groups that actually have a different plan for retirees and put them kind of in their own pool and do that. However, you really wouldn't want to do that unless you had a lot that were going on in the plan.
Thank you.
Sure. Anyone else? Thank you.
Thank you. Emergency procurement, jail dryer.
Morning, Commission.
Morning.
Thank you for accommodating me this morning. I'd ask that this be put on the agenda as a technicality. This involves the failure of a critical piece of equipment in our county jail. Late last week, the dryer in question that failed, I say, is a critical piece of equipment to render a service that without that service would put the operation into several areas of risk, mainly sanitary risk, just basic operations. Efforts were made to repair it, replace it, and it was determined that we had to act quickly at a higher level of cost than the bid limit, and then there was some negotiating going on, and the ending up total cost for replacement of this particular device is $5,535, just slightly over the bid limit, at which point in time when this was presented to me, I exercised a emergency event procurement document by state law, RSMO 50.780.2, and I can read the details of this document into the record if the commission so desires, or I could just have the presiding commissioner sign this document, and the purchase has been approved. We've discussed it earlier, and I believe the solution is on order and it's on the way. We did check locally to see if a local laundry service would save us some costs, and it turns out that is not the case, not even close. By this operation that the sheriff has engaged in with the assistance of Building and Grounds, we're saving the county a large amount of expenses by having this device replaced as soon as possible.
Does your statute have the quote in there, after an emergency procurement is made by the county commission, the nature of the emergency and the vote approving the procurement shall be noted in the minutes of the next regularly scheduled meeting?
Correct, and that's okay. The reason why I asked for this to be put on the agenda, to read this action into the minutes and request a vote.
Okay.
For the record, the emergency event procurement number, otherwise known as EEP number, is 201705-377. in the amount of $5,500.